Anyways, welcome back. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, your station that rocks the nation since 1922. That last set, we had PJ Morton featuring Stokely with All I Want for Christmas Is You. I know the Mariah Carey song's popular, but I like that version better. I think that's better. And we had Bob and Doug McKenzie with their classic, The 12 Days of Christmas. And boy, howdy, we got a fun day today. I'm joined by special guests, my nieces. We got Sienna. Want to say hello there, Sienna?
Hello.
Hello. And Tara?
Hello.
Hello. And Handsome Andy.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, wow. There we go. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Are you guys having a good Christmas Eve so far?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. What have you been up to?
Not much.
I'll try to shell saw PJ Santa.
Really? Cool. Yeah. And you were telling me just now, Cece, that Mabel the dog got into something. What happened there?
She broke a tree bank off a tree.
Which tree? The Christmas tree?
I don't know.
Yeah? You said she was chewing it?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'd pull it out.
Mabel the dog is a ball of chaos.
Yeah.
A fuzzy, adorable, absolute ball of chaos.
Awesome. Yep. And it's her first Christmas with you guys.
Yep. This is going to be her third holiday, I think.
Oh, okay. But so she's three?
No, Christmas number one.
Oh.
Third holiday of the year, I believe.
Ah, nice. Excellent. Well, again, thanks for coming in. Happy holidays. We're looking at the Santa tracker right now, live online. We've got two Santa trackers this year. There's the NORAD one that's the one that's been on every year. But then we've also got the Y'allbot Santa tracker.
Y'allbot.
You guys heard? Y'allbot is from Ryan Hall, y'all, the meteorologist from Kentucky that I'm a big fan of.
Ooh.
And so Y'allbot has Santa Claus in southern Australia right now.
Mm.
Give you guys a little bit of an update here. He's currently going at 4,500 miles an hour at an altitude of 34,000 feet. The joy level is at 92%. The magic power is up to 94%. Reindeer power has fallen to 86%.
The desert heat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So do you guys leave out treats for the reindeer as well?
We leave carrots.
You leave carrots?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Excellent. That's good because you got to keep the reindeer power up.
The current debate in the house is where to locate the snacks tonight.
Yeah?
Apparently they must be close to the fireplace.
But we don't
want to put them on the fireplace.
Well, Sienna, you posed a question just off air about like how fast does Santa have to be to get in and out of your house to get those presents?
That's a good question.
He can't fit in the chimney, and sometimes nobody has a chimney.
Right? What do you think, Handsome Andy?
Oh, man, that guy's a ball of special tricks. I don't really understand how he makes things work. Mm-hmm. He's going faster than a jet right now.
That's true.
It's a lot faster than I can go.
It's very fast. The wind in his beard, yep. I'm very excited that you guys came in today. Are you, you guys like presents, right?
Yeah.
You guys like gifts? Okay, well, I got you each a gift bag. I put it, now this is not your real present from me.
Jeff, I accidentally saw something in it.
Oh, did you? Okay, well then, hey, what did you see? You can start. You want to pull that out and tell the audience, tell the listeners what's the first item?
The first item I saw was...
Yeah, this is a...
The first thing that I saw was an onion.
An onion!
Oh, a magical Christmas onion.
Ah, let's see your
magical
bag, too.
Onions.
Amazing. Now, would you think that's a good present or a bad present?
I would eat it.
You'd eat it? Okay, it's a good present. Sienna, what did you get out of your bag?
A disco ball.
A disco ball. Would you say that's a good present or a bad present?
Good.
That's a good present.
There we go. Which one's going to be helpful in stuffing a turkey? Maybe the disco ball?
Maybe the onion.
The onion.
Juicy of the onion.
Yeah.
I just don't like cutting the onion.
No? I will leave that for your dad.
I'll
cry.
Yeah. Now, what's next? Tara, do you want to pull another thing out of your bag? Let's see. It's a bunch of stuff in there.
Who gets a good bag and who gets a bag?
Classic film.
What is it? It's a DVD. Do you even have a DVD player?
Point Break, starring our friend Matt. Oh, no, sorry. I mean Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And Patrick Swayze. His hair is almost as luxurious as mine.
Here we go. A holiday classic.
Sure.
Cece, do you want to pull something else out of your bag? That's right. I got my niece a DVD of Point Break.
Something.
Yeah. It's a comic book called The Last Christmas, where Santa Claus and his beautiful assistant kill zombies.
And it's something inside.
Love it.
And we've got 25 cents of Canadian Tire money.
Oh, don't spend it all in one place.
An old school bill, too. They don't do the Canadian Tire money bills anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this comic book even has an ad for Suicide Girls on the back. You remember that, right, Andy? Oh, very appropriate for my niece.
Yep, that'll be hanging up on her bedroom wall.
Excellent. Now, Tara, let's pull another one out. What do we got? You also have a disco ball, right on?
Wait, we both have disco balls.
Air freshener.
Yay, a bathroom.
Air freshener.
Cece, you want to pull another thing out of your bag? Nothing says Merry Christmas.
Like Hawaii.
Yeah,
here.
Like a... Oh, you got a movie,
Hawaii.
Too.
What is it?
It's the Tom Cruise classic Top Gun. And it's not just that. It's the two-disc 20th anniversary special. Merry Christmas, Sienna.
Don't hold on too tight.
It's
Don't
an action.
The edge.
It's an action movie about jet planes. Would you say it's a good gift or a bad gift? You can be honest.
Supposed is good.
That's a good gift for Dad over here.
That's a very good answer, too. Tara, what else you got in your bag?
And we got loose chalk.
Loose chalk!
Wow!
Yay! Each of you gets one piece of loose chalk.
I'll do it.
Cece, you want to pull another thing out of your bag? This is exciting. I'm happy. This is going pretty well.
I also got the
onion. You got an onion!
It's the peels coming off.
Yeah, the peels coming off? Nice. Nothing says Christmas like an onion.
It's shedded.
Tara, what
do
you...
Last thing we have is a brick.
Yo, just a random block of wood.
Offcut of a 2x4.
Yay.
Just what Tara needed.
Cece, what else do you have in your bag? Every kid needs...
Onion.
I couldn't find coal this year. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Jason.
Oh, what are those?
Got a chocolate candy.
Pockies.
Pocky sticks, yeah.
I like to call them hockey sticks.
That's a good present?
Yeah. That's a traditional Jeff the Nerd gift right there.
Everyone loves pocky sticks, yeah. What else? Is there anything left in your bag, Cece?
Yeah.
What do we got? Another bathroom air freshener. Excellent. Oh. Anything else?
Yes. I think I found one.
This is the greatest Christmas ever.
Blue candy cane.
A piece of a broken candy cane. Right on,
it's
Tara.
Blue.
What are you finding in your bag, Tara?
I found.
What's this?
What?
Oh, we've got a tiny toque from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. And a CFRC sticker.
Ooh, CFRC sticker. You each got a CFRC button as well. And Cece, got anything left in your? Ooh, I see this onion's going a bit moldy too.
Pink chalk,
excellent. And is there nothing left in your bag? Is that everything?
Oh, there's more stuff.
There's more stuff?
Yeah. The hat.
Another toque. Tara, what did you get there?
I got the I got the Art of the War.
Yeah, classic Sun Tzu novel, The Art of War. Defeat your corporate rivals using the strategies.
We also got Canadian Tire money.
More Canadian Tire money, right on. Excellent. Cece, you got anything else in your bag? There's still more, I think.
Yeah, there is.
What do we got? Ooh.
A sticker.
A CFRC sticker, right on. And then there's got to be something left in there, right?
Yeah, there is.
What have we got?
Wood.
A brick of wood! Another piece of a 2x4.
We can try Jenga if we get more.
That's true. If we get more, we can do Jenga, is what
Three
she said.
Pieces of Jenga.
Is that everything in the bag?
No.
What do we got? There's still more?
Yellow candy cane. But
right
it's
on.
Golden.
It's golden candy cane?
And golden candy cane.
Tara, you got anything left in your bag? Or is that everything?
Pockies.
More Pockies? Excellent. And Cece, is that everything?
A candy cane.
Another candy cane? Sweet, you got all the candy canes.
Snowball, and I got two Pockies.
Nice, right on. So, all in all, good gifts, bad gifts, what do you think?
I like some.
Some good, some bad.
Nice.
My favorite gift of all is the onion.
That's a good gift. What's your favorite gift in there?
The disco ball.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
I like these offcuts, Jeff.
You can use them. You can straighten a table with them.
We sure could. We could tap them together to make noise.
We could burn them in the fireplace. Yeah, I think that's the best gift is the wood. It's ever useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is Handsome Andy. And we got Tear Bear and the Munchkin here in the studio. There we go. We're going to keep things moving and grooving. We're going to play some more music, and we're going to look at the Santa tracker. Don't forget to check out Y'allbot on YouTube. Y'allbot. And we're going to get back to it. My name, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd. You're listening to CFRC. It's our holiday special. Oh, it looks good. This is a Charlie Brown Christmas mashup by Canadian group Pamplemousse.
It works.
The
disco ball works.
Disco ball's pretty funky.
You have to twist it.
You have to what?
You have to twist this.
Nice.
And after it's twisting, you just...
I'm going to eat this.
Try it. Tim, twist it, and then let go. And then
Merry Christmas, everyone. Let's get back to the tunes. Enough of this nonsense.
Spin it. It's spin it.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9.
Rhyme so loud and proud, you hear it, it's true. Can you play Jingle Bells? No, no. I mean Jingle Bells. You know, deck them halls and all that stuff. No, no. You don't get it at all. I mean Jingle Bells. You know, Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho. And mistletoe and presents to pretty girls. That's it!
I hear sleigh bells ringing.
King of jingling. Jingle, jingle, reindeer, through the frosty air they'll go. They are not just plain deer, they're the fastest deer I know. Ho, ho, you must believe that on Christmas Eve I won't pass you by. I'll dash away in my magic sleigh, flying through the sky. Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Ho, ho, you must believe that on Christmas Eve I won't pass you by. I'll dash away in my magic sleigh, flying through the sky. Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Ho, ho!
Et dans l'odeur des fleurs.
Welcome back, everybody. Woo. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
Excellent. Happy Christmas Eve.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Welcome back. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC, the place to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rocking it here live on Christmas Eve. I've got Handsome Andy in the booth.
Hello, everybody.
Tear Bear.
We've got Cece. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Thanks for coming along. We just heard from Les Trois Accords. It was a French band from Quebec and was called Noël A. Arrive. What does that mean?
Beautifully spoken.
Thank you.
It means snow is arriving.
There we go. Excellent. We also heard in that set Jingle, Jingle, Jingle from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer soundtrack. Classic. We also had an oldie but a goodie from Freddie King with Christmas Tears.
Oh.
A sad Christmas. We had Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. Classic. And we opened it up with Pump La Mousse with their Charlie Brown Christmas mashup.
Love good fruit.
I feel like these are all French.
There's a lot of French ones, yeah. I think you're right. I mean, you know, it's always Christmas everywhere, I guess.
Pump La Mousse is in a war.
Doesn't that mean
English. What did Pump La Mousse mean?
I think it means grapefruit, right, Andy?
I believe so, but I'm not up on my French fruit.
Yeah, it does.
I think it means grapefruit, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
And a merry grapefruit to everyone. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for coming along. Just to check in with the Y'all Bot Santa tracker that we're watching on the YouTube right now.
Y'all Bot.
Santa Claus is currently in Darwin, Australia.
Mm. Survival of the fittest.
That's right. He's, let's see. What's the data here? Joy levels are at 95%.
Going back up.
Yeah. Magic power is at 93%.
Oh,
reindeer power, 80%.
They were 85.
How snowy is it, like,
they probably need more carrots, don't you think?
I think you're right, yeah. How snowy do you think it is in Darwin, Australia? That's what Cece wants to know.
That's a good question. I bet you it's nice and toasty.
I don't know. There's a picture of it there. It looks like.
We should, like, put, like,
on a surfboard.
60 carrots.
60 carrots?
Yeah, 60.
That's a good amount of carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Right
because,
on.
Because then the way these can take some of the carrots to the North Pole.
Oh, and have them for later.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. You guys going to put out some carrots tonight?
Yeah.
Yep.
What else do you put out tonight for Sandy Claus?
We're putting homemade cookies out that we made.
And milk.
And milk?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Nice sugar cookies that we made decorated.
Excellent. Nice. Handsome Andy, you have a weather update.
Oh, weather update for Santa.
Yeah.
Sienna was wondering if it's snowy in Darwin, Australia. I'm going to say probably not because it looks like it's a cool, breezy 27 degrees Celsius there right now.
27?
In the night.
That's
calling for thunderstorms.
That's like summertime.
Santa's ducking in before the thunderstorm hits.
Sorry. Not that real.
Sorry?
How could it be 70-something degrees?
Because it's Australia. It's hot down there. So Santa Claus is in a tank top and board shorts right now.
Yeah. Is that cold?
That's like a beautiful summer day.
That's like a summer day, yeah. Pretty cool. Nice.
Yeah, nice sugar cookies made.
Wonderful.
Yeah, excellent. We did a double batch of cookies yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh, I saw the picture online. You guys were baking up a storm.
We were going to bring some for you, but I'm a terrible brother, and one of the children reminded me while we were driving here that I forgot them.
That's okay.
That's me.
We've got plenty of snacks here today, though. Just to shout out our amazing sponsor at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yes.
Yeah, right on. We're snacking away. What have we got, Tara? You're a little adventurous with your food consumption. What do we got in there?
We have blue cheese and truffle salami.
Yeah. Do you want to try it out? Let's try it live on the air. Let's get your real reaction.
Tara loves everything. She's gonna love this.
Try the blue cheese first.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see.
She like it.
Went right in their mouth.
I'm not normally a blue cheese fan, but this one looks delicious.
Blue cheese.
You hate blue cheese.
I don't like stuff like that.
There's more for that means there's more in the world for us. How do you guys like it?
Dad.
I like it. It's not my favorite.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it, but like I don't like blue cheese, but I like it.
So nice.
Last time you ate it,
I kind of like blue cheese.
You said you loved it last time you said it.
It's okay. Blue cheese is okay.
Okay.
Now, what kind of blue cheese is this? I noticed it's only got a hint of the blue marbling.
Oh, Andy, look
it's
at
delicious.
You.
Delicious.
That was the Celtic blue from the Glengarry cheesemaker here in Ontario.
Glengarry, the classic.
Very good. And you're right. It's their creamy version, so there's less blue in it. So maybe that's why it's just okay, because there's not a lot of blue in it.
Although, if you're afraid of mold in your cheese, This is a good baby step into the blue cheese world.
It's a beginner cheese, yes. Yeah. Then you want to get down to Old Farm and get the Blue Stilton, the king of cheese. Yeah. Now, what else we got for sample today?
We got a truffle salami. Yeah.
Truffle salami. Cece, you want to try your piece there?
It tastes like egg. I liked it.
You liked it?
No, I licked it.
You licked it. And what did it taste like?
Oh, truffle. An egg.
An egg.
Rotten egg. I love truffles.
You do?
I've had truffle pizza once.
You've had truffles and pasta?
I've had truffles and pasta.
Ooh, how very sophisticated.
Yeah.
Or the chocolate truffles are always good.
Oh, those are good too, yeah.
Wait, chocolate truffles?
Do you think different kind of truffle.
Your dog, your new dog, what's the dog's name again?
Mabel. And she's an Airedale Terrier.
Oh, do you think she'd be good at smelling truffles? I know that they train dogs to smell out truffles.
I think she'd be very good at biting someone trying to break into our house.
Nice.
Yeah, she's got energy.
Ah, the Christmas miracle.
She would eat anything. She eat her own self.
Yeah, she could.
I think we got her more presents than we got each other. Am I right?
We'll find out tomorrow.
I've got some presents for the dog. I didn't get you guys anything. I got you guys bricks of wood and Canadian Tire money, and I'm getting the dog more.
But I've also shown off your knife skills, though. Jeff, this radio station's near a hospital. I think Jeff has a second career as a surgeon here because these are paper, razor-thin slices of salami.
Come now. I got to admit, my knife skills are great. Don't get me wrong. But that was an industrial meat slicer I sliced those on, so you can see through those.
How is it so?
It's very thin.
So nice.
They're already whipping. Mine's whipping in half.
It's ripping in half?
Yeah, nice. And I haven't even touched it yet.
It's very thin. It's very good because a little bit goes a long way. So get down to our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thank you. Get some good cheese, get some good salami before it all sells out. What's your favorite Christmas food to have?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I like the pie, don't you?
Yeah, I do like the pie. What's your favorite kind of pie?
I don't like pie.
You don't like pie?
No. Just like your old man. Pumpkin and apple.
Pumpkin and apple?
I don't like cake.
You don't like cake either?
And cookies.
Really? What do you like?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, nice.
Chocolate,
nice. Excellent. Okay, these are good things. These are all right.
I like pears.
Pears?
Kiwis.
She loves a good Brussels sprout.
A good Brussels sprout, too,
I hate Brussels sprouts.
Don't worry, we'll get some Brussels sprouts into you. Don't you worry.
I don't like them.
And do you guys have any Christmas wishes that you want to bestow upon the world since we are broadcasting over the airwaves? They're probably listening to us in Darwin, Australia.
Mm. Well, I'd be wishing a Christmas miracle on the residents of Wolf Island that I hope their fairy finds, you know, a motor by tomorrow.
That would be a Christmas miracle. They got a boat, though. Didn't they get, like, a pedestrian boat or something?
No, they got one of the Picton ferries.
The Picton ferry?
Beautiful-looking McCoy tour bus on it to keep everyone from freezing to death while they cross the river.
The bus boat.
The lake.
The holiday bus boat. But yeah. Santa Claus was at this ferry terminal yesterday handing out hot chocolate and assuring the kids on Wolf Island that he will make it.
Well, it's a good thing he doesn't travel by ferry, yes.
That's true. Sorry?
You mean the real Santa, like the mall Santa?
I don't know. I think it was the real one. because Santa Claus is currently barreling across, I think he's in Texas. No, he's not in Texas. Never mind.
Oh, I hope not.
But he's at 96% reindeer power, so reindeer power is going up.
There we go.
Yeah, right on.
Maybe that the slight rain this beginning in Darwin, Australia has cooled them, slicked their coats so they can glide through the air more easily.
You know what, handsome Andy? You're not just a pretty face. I think you're onto something. Well, we better get back to the tunes because we're all alone in the studio down here, and we are messing this place up. I like it. We're hiding things. If any of the staff at CFRC are listening, there's a picture of Tara hiding in the studio somewhere.
Yeah, come and find me.
And, well, hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. We got another half hour left in the program, so we're going to get back to the tunes. Another new Christmas classic. We're not playing the old stuff that everyone hears all the time. We're playing stuff that should be played every year. This is Canadian songstress extraordinaire.
What does that mean?
I think it means a singer. I don't know what that means. Anyways, her name is Begonia. You know what a begonia is?
No.
It's a flower.
What's a flower?
It's like a little flower.
Kind of flower.
Like a little one. Like a begonia. Like a begonia.
What's a begonia?
It's a singer and a flower. So we're going to hear Begonia.
Does that mean a flower named a sinner?
I think the singer's named after the flower, or you think the flower's named after the singer?
It depends.
After the sinner.
I don't know. I'll have to figure it out. But her song is called It Won't Be Christmas Till You're Here. And I think you're going to like it, Cece.
And we are here.
We are here. Right here on CFRC.
Center of the Universe.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Excellent.
Oh, I've hung the stockings with care, setting the table for two this year. Wrapped all the presents, they're sitting under the tree. I'm waiting patient to hear the quiet footsteps of eight reindeer. Have the perfect gift, but you'll just have to wait and see.
Speed.
we can't work any faster, and we're very, very sorry.
Why, you selfish little bastards, do you want the kids to think that Santa's just a crummy, empty-handed jerk? Then shut your yaps and back to work.
It's very nearly Xmas, and we've done the best we could.
These toy soldiers are poorly painted,
and they're made from inferior wood.
I should give you all a beating, but I really have to fly. If I weren't stuck here frozen, I'd harpoon you in the eye.
Now it's back into our tenements to drown ourselves in rye.
You did the best you could, I guess, and some of these gorillas are okay.
Hooray! We're adequate.
The elves have rescued Xmas Day.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches, plus two.
This hotel is cheap, and the pillows stink, and there's not a single thing to say it's Christmas Eve. Oh, St. Nicholas, I know I ain't in your list, but if you're listening, I need a bus ticket. I came through Montreal, I lost a lot of dough, could find no honest job, so I did some other ones, got into and then a long road into a long December.
In the booth right now. You guys looking like you're having a good party.
Oh, it's always a party in booth number two.
That's right. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
My name's Tara the Bear.
Yep. We got Handsome Andy.
Handsome Andy here.
Yeah, and we got
Cece.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. Merry Christmas Eve.
Thanks for having us.
Merry Christmas Eve to all you listeners out there. If you're just tuning in, this is CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It's our annual holiday special. We're live. We're tearing it up in the studio. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. What have we done so far this morning?
We tried truffle salami and blue cheese.
Okay, yeah. What else did we get up to? What hijinks?
We unwrapped beautiful bags of onions and offcuts of wood.
Yeah, you got the Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Yes.
The gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. What else did we do?
We got disco balls.
You got disco balls, yeah.
We've graffitied the studio.
Yeah, you guys were over at the chalkboard in Studio 1, I think that one is. Mm-hmm.
We've left a souvenir here for future generations.
Yes,
Come Find Me is what it's called.
It's called Come Find You?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. To all the CFRC staff that are listening, Come find Tara. She's in here somewhere. Mm-hmm. So it's the tail end of the show. It's about 10 to 10. The Mood with May is on next with her holiday black metal special. So that'd be pretty good. That kind of thing.
Merry Christmas!
Do you guys have any, Christmas messaging before we log off for the day?
No.
No?
No, not really. Just Merry Christmas. Jinx.
Oh, it's going to be quiet now that they've been jinxed.
Yeah. Oh, no. So what happens?
Somebody's jinxed it.
So if you've been jinxed, what happens then?
I don't know.
You're not supposed to talk.
Yeah.
And you get
pinched.
That means you get to pinch her.
Yeah.
Do it.
Pinch.
adventure.
Yeah.
Got her.
Them's the rules. Them's the rules. Hope you all have a nice holiday. Any other?
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to a special Oliver who might be listening from a city far, far away.
Yeah, happy Christmas, Oliver.
Where's Oliver listening from?
Peterborough.
Nice.
Yeah.
The borough known as Peter.
Way up north of Seven.
Indeed. Happy holidays to Handsome Grant. He's currently in Riga, Latvia, enjoying the Christmas markets. We're calling it Operation Wyiata.
There you go. Operation Human Shield.
On the ground.
The disco ball's on the ground.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
It's about to
Nana. She's listening.
Yeah.
And you guys going to be able to sleep tonight when Santa Claus is coming around?
Maybe.
No, I'm going to get
woken up at like 5 o'clock by my sister.
Yeah?
But yeah.
Excellent.
I never sleep.
And you're asleep?
Yeah.
Good.
No, I never sleep.
You never sleep?
No kidding. Those 11 hours of bliss every night never happen.
And now at Christmas, I'm going to wake Tim up. So I can spy on Santa
wishing. Good, right on. Don't forget your cookies, milk, and carrots. Santa Claus is currently in Jakarta. He's just left Jakarta. We're watching the Yalbot Santa Tracker on YouTube.
Yalbot.
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 Reindeer power is up to 83%. It's pretty good. Oh,
the fresh ocean breeze has cooled them.
Indeed. Absolutely.
So yeah, or the beaches of Bali have inspired them.
Oh, maybe he'll take a little, quick little break and get a tan.
That would go a long way up in the North Pole.
Yeah.
What tan do you mean?
What
do you mean by tan?
By a tan, he would get, like, he would lay out on the beach, get a little bit of sun, turn his skin a little crispy brown, take a little break.
Like a nice turkey roasting in an oven.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we better sign off. I'm wishing you guys all a happy holiday. I will be on next week live Wednesday morning. Simone the Moan and Vinny the Thrill are going to join me for
the crew.
The crew's back for a New Year's special.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be...
Happy Christmas, Oliver.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas to you guys.
Good vibes, everybody.
I think he's listening, yeah. We're going to close things out with a holiday classic, Christy McColl and the Pogues with Fairy Tale of New York. And if we have time, we'll get to Eartha Kitt with Santa Baby.
Santa Child.
Baby.
Awesome. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next year.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Onwards and upwards.
Christmas Day. You're a fan. down with me, babe. I put down with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around. For Christmas Day.
A sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. For you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, boom, I want a yacht, boom, and really that's boom, not boom, a lot.
Boom, boom,
been an boom, angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany.
Hey man, we're a matchup. And you're listening to CFRC
101.9 FM.
Kingston University, baby.
Hi, I'm Rick Mercer from Rick Mercer's Monday Report. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting CFRC.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity